How's it going, everyone? I hope everyone is having a fantastic day. And if you're not, I hope it does get better and things get better. But I decided to make this podcast at a whim today, and it's heavily inspired by a YouTuber named Nakey Jakey. If you haven't heard of him, I'd recommend watching one of his videos because he makes great content. He doesn't do it, he only does it like once in a while, but when he does, the videos he makes get over 1 million views because it's just good content. But he's made one video called Dark Souls Saved My Life, and it's essentially a video of him literally just laying in bed talking about how a video game had a significant experience in his life when he needed it most. And so I want to talk about the Fallout franchise, specifically Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas. So a bit of background. In high school, when I was in high school, that's around when the Xbox 360 had just come out. And I would go to my friend's house almost every day after school. And we'd just hang out and work out. And he would play his Xbox 360. And I was always amazed at the games that he played and what you could do in these games. Because up until this point, I had really only owned N64 and a GameCube. So I had not made the leap to that next generation. And I had never owned a PlayStation 2, so I never saw games like Grand Theft Auto. So he played games like Saints Row or Oblivion, Elder Scrolls Oblivion. And I was always just amazed at the things you could do in those games, the freedom that you had. And I had Oblivion on my PC, but it did not work that well. And a lot of my times, my dad would use the computer, so I didn't really get to play that much. So it didn't really have a significant impact on me. But I started college in 2008, late 2008, and I kept reading news about this game that was coming out called Fallout 3, which I had known about Fallout 2 because my dad had played it. And I've always had an interest for the post-apocalyptic setting. I always wanted a video game that I could just lose myself in a post-apocalyptic world, with societies and communities that were built after, a world's destruction, essentially. I kept reading about this game called Fallout 3, and I was so excited about it. And so this was freshman year of college, and it wasn't the best. High school wasn't the best either. There were some great memories, don't get me lie. But freshman year of college, I was kind of looking for a new start, to be someone different than I was in high school. And it kind of ended up me just essentially being the same kind of person, and I wasn't really changing. So I was kind of sad about that, and things weren't really going that well. There was some relationship issues. Not that I was in a relationship, but there were just some things going on freshman year, and I really just was not feeling my best. And winter break was coming around. We were getting out for winter break in December. We pretty much had the whole month of December off, which I wasn't used to that, because like in high school or elementary, you only get maybe like 2 weeks off. But we were getting about almost a whole month and then some. Because after your college finals, you were done. I mean, you could pretty much go home at that point. So after finals, I did go home. And I actually had an Xbox 360 at that time because I got one near the. My mother actually got one. It was a really nice thing to do. She actually got me one a little bit into my freshman year because everyone had one. And it was just something for me to do. And so I had my Xbox 360. I brought that home from my dorm and I set up in my room. Christmas came around and I got Fallout 3. Fallout 3 really changed my perspective on gaming. It was the first immersive experience I've had with a video game, and I spent so much time on it because it really hit me at a point in my life where I was feeling a bit sad. Like I mentioned, things weren't going the way I thought they were freshman year. I was not changing. I was not being the new person I thought I would be. I still felt lonely. I still feel like, I couldn't escape from my situations, my my issues that I created in my own head. And Fallout 3 helped me get through that. When I popped that game in, and you first did the intro sequence, and you got out of the vault, and when I first saw that open world, and I saw the gates to Megaton, I was just completely enthralled. I was completely amazed, because this was a game that I'd always visioned. This is the game that I always wanted in my head, this post-apocalyptic world. And I just got so lost in that game. I would play that game for pretty much all day and all into the night, because I didn't have anything to do at that time. I didn't have a job, so I was just at home, just kind of messing around, waiting to go back to start my next semester of classes. So all I did pretty much was play Fallout 3. And like I mentioned, I played it all day, and I played it all into the night, just into the late hours. I was so addicted to it. Everything about it, the characters, the combat, the thought that you could, the fact that you could pause combat and, you know, kind of target an enemy and shoot off their limb or their leg or go near their head. The amount of freedom that the game gave you and the dialogue options. I love the dialogue and the stories that you'd learn from reading the dialogue or getting onto the computers, hacking into the computers and reading what happened with the vaults. And the fact that you could get to a place of your own in Megaton, or you could go to Tenpenny Tower, and you could essentially choose to nuke Megaton, and you had all this choice to be good or evil. And that was just something I had never seen in a video game before. This was completely new to me. And I had never played a Grand Theft Auto or anything like that. I just felt restricted in video games, but with this game, I could go anywhere I want. I could literally be that new person that I wanted to be when I started college. I could be someone new in this game. I could essentially do what I want and make different choices for myself. And those choices would have long-lasting effects on the gameplay or the environment. It was something that I could control. What I couldn't control in my real life, I could control in the game. And that helped me cope. That helped me give a sense of I guess, that life could get better for myself. And I didn't have one of those like LCD TVs, because those were first kind of coming out around the time that I was in college. I had an old CRT TV. It was only like, it was literally only like 13 inches. And I just had it propped on a chair, and I had my 360 plugged up to it. But still, that was all I needed, because this game was just so immersive, so impactful at that time in my life. You know, that break was great because I could just sit. I didn't have to worry about anything. I could just sit in my room and just play this game and go through all the towns and meet all the characters and complete all the quests. And when I wasn't playing the game, I was online looking up the lore and the different interactions that you could have. Because I was so into this game, I wanted to know more about it, know about its history. It was the first time that I just wanted to know more and more about it, about a game. I just completely loved it. And the semi-sequel to it, Fallout New Vegas, it used the same engine. And I remember being excited about that too. That was maybe a year or two after Fallout 3. And that also came at a significant moment in my life. So this was my junior year. Of college, and I was a resident advisor, and I was feeling depressed. I was feeling lonely, and there was a video game study going on that I saw advertisements for on campus. The study was to see what the effect of casual video games had on people with depression. So I actually signed up for the study, and I filled out a little survey, and I actually qualified. Apparently, I showed symptoms of depression, so I actually qualified for that study. And so the guy running the study, he had three games you could choose from. You could choose Peggle. You could choose Bookworm Deluxe. And I forget the... Oh, you could choose Bejeweled too. So these were all PopCap games. These were all those casual games. And I clicked Peggle. And I remember sitting down and playing Peggle. They would hook me up to these wires so they'd monitor my brain activity when I was playing Peggle. And Peggle actually did... When I was playing it, it did actually make me feel better. It made me forget about those depressive thoughts or those lonely thoughts. And it was the same kind of thing with Fallout 3. You know, it was just being kind of immersed in that moment. And this was just a little game like Peggle. So I did this for several weeks, and I completed the study. And he gave me all three of the games. He gave me the Peggle, the Bookworm Deluxe, and he gave me the Bejeweled 2. And he also gave me a $100 gift card from Walmart. And so Fallout New Vegas had just come out, so that's what I spent that gift card on was Fallout New Vegas. Now Fallout New Vegas didn't have that long-lasting impact that it did on me like Fallout 3 did, because Fallout New Vegas was essentially the same game as Fallout. It was more Fallout 3, but it was with a different skin. And I liked it. I mean, I liked it, but I just didn't get to play it as much. I didn't get to be as immersed in it as much because I had a lot going on at that time. You know, my classes were getting harder, and I was a resident advisor. So it was more difficult to get into it. But it's interesting to me that New Vegas came out at a time that I, too, was... Again, that I was feeling depressed. And it did help me somewhat to get through it. It's never going to be as impactful as Fallout 3 was, but it was similar. But Fallout 3 is always going to be one of my favorite video games of all time. I don't know if it's my favorite, because I don't really know if I have a one favorite game, but it is one of my favorite games of all time, just because of the impact that it had and the time that it came in my life. You know, any Fallout game after that has not really caught my interest after New Vegas. Fallout 4, I did not enjoy because they stripped the dialogue, which was the best part of the game. And they improved the combat, which then combat did need improving, but I played the game for the dialogue choices and the interesting stories, and this game just felt shallow. And then, of course, the debacle of Fallout 76, everyone knows how that goes, so I don't need to get into that. Although I enjoyed Fallout 76. Because it did have more of immersive quality to it than Fallout 4 did, because there was no NPCs, so you were just kind of exploring a world on your own. But Fallout 76, you know, it's not going to have an impact on my life because now I'm married and things are very good, so it's not going to have the same impact on me. But I did just want to kind of spend this podcast talking about that. And I just want to know your comments or thoughts. Has there been a video game that's impacted you significantly, or it came at a significant part of your life? Just let me know, and I thank you for listening.